right, everybody. Welcome to the Change Your World Women's Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Miss Elizabeth Quintanilla. Elizabeth, why don't you take it from here?
Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Quintanilla, marketing gunslinger in Austin, Texas, and currently, through the end of this year, the North Austin PSA chapter leader. So it's a pleasure to be part of your call, Tanya, and this telesummit. So I guess I'll just go forward and start the presentation. Well, this time around, we're going to talk about 30 ways to build your list. And list building is very important and crucial. In fact, as much as I've been a marketing gunslinger, when I first started out in 2009, I was terrible about my database. But having a database and a people to market to, as well as people to remarket you for you. So, for instance, not everybody on your list has to buy. In fact, they can just say, oh, you're a realtor. I know a great realtor because she always shares the best cookie recipes every month. And therefore, I want to, you know, refer her. I mean, there's also your house listings on the newsletter, but you have to get somebody to somebody who's not ready to sell, so they forward your name. So getting back to this presentation, so how do you grow your list? Well, there's several things. Like, obviously, people always remember the paper sign-up sheet. You know, sometimes it's just really easy, like, join our mailing list. Have your first name, last name, and email. And I like to collect phone numbers, too, because sometimes it's just good to reach out and call somebody and stay in touch. In fact, you know, recently I was able to raise 1,600 meals for a Capital Area Food Bank from an initiative that I started in January. So from January to now, last month, we raised progressively more and more meals until we reached this number, just because we had a bigger and bigger impact where people started to realize they were having fun at a meeting, learning something, and we were giving back. So people will always be happy to join a new sign-up sheet and a mailing list if you add value. Don't forget to ask face-to-face. You know, you can remind them if they give a verbal confirmation. Basically, you can go ahead and add it to your newsletter list. In fact, most people are, especially if you give a great bubbly personality and or you answered some critical question and you're going, okay, this is awesome. You can't, chances are you already have a database. If you're using Gmail, go to your contacts and start exporting them and into a spreadsheet. Now, you can't just import that spreadsheet into an email marketing program such as Constant Contact or others. You actually have to ask permission. But there are great little tools out there to save you time. For instance, a tool that I found out recently, like last night, allows me to send up to 400 distinct emails, and it's called TouchStream. So if you're one of those people that has 7,000 people, or let's just make the math easy, 4,000 people in your database from Gmail, then you can send batches of 10 over 10 days, this 400 emails at a time, and ask them to all join your newsletter. Well, don't forget on that list to add ask friends and family, because they should be liking you too. Everywhere you go, if you get to have a pop-up, especially, I'm just in the mood for cookies right now, so if you're going to be sampling cookies, I guarantee you, put a fishbowl out there and have a little prize saying, oh, if you, you know, but don't forget to remind people, if they submit your card for the prize of cookies, that they will be added to your newsletter list. But it gives customers an incentive because they know they're going to get the best cookie recipe every month. And if you especially make it a really, you know, those Mexican wedding cookies, delish. However, you know, pain in the ass to make. But if I know that you're a baker that can make the Mexican wedding cookie, I will probably go to you because I love those cookies. And I'm supposed to be gluten sensitive, but I love those cookies, and I will go in between weddings, you know, just to get that cookie. So did I mention about capturing phone numbers? Have you ever gone through your actual phone and just start calling people and getting back in touch saying, hey, I'm now in business. I'm now selling cookies. In fact, I make cookies made to order. Here are my 10 special recipes and our monthly featured recipe. Can I add you to our newsletter list for future information, coupons, specials? How can they not say no? You know, if you're a brick and mortar company, definitely use your sidewalk sign. And if you're not, like, you know, we are personal consultants with home offices, our sidewalk sign is our Facebook page. Start talking about it. You know, it's a simple update to just say, here's a daily special, and change your Facebook cover page photo, or create a new coupon. So, but in addition to changing your cover page photo on your Facebook page, you can actually have a widget on Facebook and have them directly sign up so they never have to actually visit your website to sign up for the page or, you know, find that custom URL from Constant Contact to sign up. Oh, and if I hadn't mentioned it before, every business needs their own website. And on that website, on the Contact Us page, have a widget to sign up for email lists. So you can keep in touch. Now that you have your custom landing page on your website, tweet it, Facebook it, Instagram it. You know, change your featured picture on your contact page. So 1 month it's the Mexican wedding cookie. You know, I really love pecan sandies. Pecan sandies are delicious, especially when it's actually fresh pecan season. So, yeah. Tweet it out and change the picture so everybody comes in and is like, wow, I'm hungry. Oh, it's sign up. Okay, I want to know the recipes of how to make the perfect pecan sandy. So another way to build your list is you can always buy a Facebook ad or a Twitter ad and start advertising on social media where one of your ads, I would recommend a couple different ads, but one of the ads is actually going to your sign-up form. So instead of just getting more page likes, perhaps it's actually about, you know, basically directing people to your website to sign up for the email and then get the featured recipe. In fact, you know, most technology companies and B2B offer that thought leadership paper. So in order to get that thought leadership piece, or in this case, 12 featured cookie recipes that are perfect for all occasions, have them sign up for your newsletter before they can receive that. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely exploring the world of YouTube, and I've been looking, but I'm about to be starting to do a lot more on YouTube, especially because they make it easy. But mention that you can, if you like this, imagine that you need to go ahead and sign up here at www.landingpage.com. Sign up today. So, and when you describe the YouTube videos, you can have that be the featured link. Now, we're probably all part of at least one or two LinkedIn groups. Actually, probably more than that, but I'm just thinking in particular one or two LinkedIn groups that, well, let's just say maybe a little bit spammy with self-promotion. So you don't want to do that, but maybe as you actually ask for people to give an opinion, one of your link that you always refer back to is like, hey, here's my thoughtful answer based on the prior comment about this. And if you like my reply, sign up for our newsletter where I answer this and many other similar questions related to this topic. It's really not that hard. And that'll take your business from local to literally global. And while we're on the topic, LinkedIn is not the only place to do it. Some other places could include Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, sorry. And also Google Plus has a variety of groups as well. In fact, people are answering all the time, all the questions and back and forth and using it as forums. So find your forums and do this, and in the end of it, include a link to sign up to say, hey, if you like this and want to hear more information that's related, please, you know, sign up today. Well, I've not been as active in tweet chats. I know that when I was first starting out in 2009, I was religious about tweet chats. And in fact, tweet chats are a great way to boost engagement on Twitter. It also attracts new followers and gives you a unique opportunity to grow your list, because you can be replying and answering and thinking thoughtful things about the tweet chat, the right amount of sugar to use for a gluten-free cookie. Hey, it's all about the chemistry and baking. You can't have, you know, flour. Everything else gets messed up in the, you know, in the cookie equation, so you still got to make that cookie taste good somehow. But, you know, at the end of that chat, it's like, hey, thank you. I really appreciate all the positive feedback. Why don't you join my newsletter list where I talk more in depth about this? Or here's my summary. You know, on my newsletter, I'll post a link to say, here's the summary of the tweet chat. The other thing is, on most social media platforms, you always have a link that you can add there. It doesn't have to be www.mycompany.com. It could be www.mycompany.com/email. And figure out if that's a good source for people coming in to sign up. Because, you know, if you're very authentic and answering questions and adding value, especially on those tweet chats, people are going to check out your profile and they go, yeah, why not? I'll go ahead and join her list because I like what she has to say. You know, every blog post should always have a picture on it. You know, never do a blog post without a picture, because at that point, you're actually missing opportunities where basically, you can post it on Pinterest or other picture sharing sites. And inside the description or the URL, backlinking it back to, of course, your sign up page or the particular page that has the WordPress widget for your sign up, because every page on your website can, and depending on your site, should have your sign-up form to build your database, especially if you're blogging. Your call to action, if you have nothing immediate to sell, should always be, sign up today for my newsletter. So if I hadn't reiterated the fact that you need a sign-up form on your website, really, seriously, think about it as having it part of your contact page, so contact us page, and also, or making a dedicated widget that can be on multiple pages. It has to be attractive and match your branding, but it can be on every page. A quick tip is keep your sign-up form. If I have to tell you my name, my email, my phone number, my zip code, my, you know, the name of my first pet, the name of my favorite pet, the name of my favorite movie, yada, 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 people aren't going to subscribe. It's like, no thanks. And if you think it's really hard to go first name, last name, and email, and you feel like that's too long, you can always go ahead and do name, because it'll be a little bit more work on the back end, but you could always take your name and then switch it to be name, first name, and last name on the back end. Since you have these widgets always now on your blog, well, you can always have it also on the bottom of the blog with a link to learn more. If you like what you've read, we can have make sure that our blog posts are delivered to your inbox weekly. So, add it to the blog. You know, should you choose to guest blog on other people's websites, and that's a great way of driving traffic back to your original website, consider your URL not to be your domain name. Instead of www.mycompany.com, have it www.mycompany.com/email. And capture people from other people's websites. Oh, and if I forgot to mention earlier, when you're commenting on the forum, you can try to, if they allow you to put submit a link, why not consider submitting your link to the website sign-up form, especially if you're commenting on other people's blog posts. And don't think you have to just use the word sign-up today. You can always say, join our list to learn more about specials and receive coupons, exclusive member discounts. You can also be bold and say, over 1,000 people have agreed to receive our emails each month. Why don't you sign up today? Now, you know, test them and see what works. So obviously if you're in the financial services, you're more conservative. But going back to the cookies and the baking, it's like, sign up today to receive exclusive recipes for your holiday and all year baking needs. Considering the forum, so how many of us have recently gone and eaten up out at a restaurant earlier this week? Chances are, especially at some slightly higher-end restaurants, they have a call to action on the receipt itself. That receipt actually has a URL with it. Consider adding it if you're doing that. So adding the link to your sign-up page, by the way. Optimize all of your online listings. So instead of just being, again, www.mycompany.com, have it be www.mycompany.com. Join our email list. Yeah, sometimes you just want to have drive people to get a survey. So, for instance, I always go to Alamo Draft House, and when I buy tickets at the Alamo Draft House, which is a local restaurant slash movie theater, I always, if I buy tickets through their website and not Fandango, I always get a survey in the email the following day. But one way of collecting emails is literally I adopted a dog about a week ago, and in the adoption process, the nonprofit actually had a iPad and asked a form to figure out what my experience it was. And, of course, I filled out my first name, last name, and email, and gave him a wonderful review about the experience because I got to walk away with the newest member of our family, Ellie, who is a Chibeagle. But, you know, even Austin Pets Alive, a local nonprofit, captures and collects emails after their, you know, I guess all of the adoption, or even if you didn't adopt, they collect based on their, you know, what was your experience that day. sometimes you run out of things to, oh my God, actually tweet out. So tweet out your old emails saying, oh, right, this is what we tweeted out as Halloween 2013. Okay, day before Halloween, this is what we tweeted out Halloween 2014. And, of course, what did both of those tweets have? A link to an old newsletter, and at the bottom of that newsletter would be a link to sign up. But, you know, you can don't forget to have just a simple forward to a friend. So make sure that the forward to the friend button on your all of your emails helps you reach your next set of subscribers. Because what do we all fall in love with? Kittens, puppies, and babies. So if you're a restaurant or a business that caters to kittens, puppies, or babies, you know, especially if I had an enjoy a conversation and a nice coffee chat catching up with an old friend and we talked about it and they mentioned how cute they and they wish they had a pug, and all of a sudden I said, you know, I forward a newsletter because that newsletter has the perfect pug for her. Of course I'm going to forward that to my friend. All right, here's a big, big tip. Most people's email signatures are boring. Don't be that boring person with a boring email signature. You know, I mean, I know I have to update all the, you know, all the signatures for when I send email from my iPhone, but it also says, please excuse the typos, because we all know how autocorrect is on Apple. But, you know, when you're sending it, especially when you're sending it from the desktop or some other application that has access to it, in your signature, you can include a link. And, in fact, you can have a hyperlink, so it actually makes more sense. So, of course, I'm going to put Elizabeth Quintanilla, Marketing Gunslingers, www.marketinggunslingers.com. Join our email list for up-to-date, most relevant news on marketing. Okay, if you haven't figured out by now that there's probably an app for collecting emails at events, there probably is. In fact, I think you can also text to join as well. So, okay. Now, I personally don't, when I run my own events, especially the in-person events, I don't really want people signing up with an iPad because I'm always afraid those iPads will walk off. And depending on how people arrive, because at my event monthly, there's a backlog out to the bathroom from the door. So paper timesheets work better. But once they sign into the iPad and they're actually typing in their correct address where you don't have to bother reading through bad handwriting, then, yeah. Of course, you can add that spreadsheet to your email list, especially if they know ahead of time that you will be adding them by participating in this meeting. All right, Tanya, I think I have 2 more minutes. So I just want to make sure that I wrap up everything. So number one, you know, takeaway, don't miss the obvious. Have the widget on your Facebook page. Have the link on broadcasted widely. Have it there and accessible, whether it's on your social media profiles as the main link or tweeting it out regularly. Have the landing page where you collect forms. Include on because of WordPress the widgets. And please, please, please never sponsor an event where you're not collecting email addresses. At least use the fishbowl to collect email addresses. And maybe you start off small. Perhaps you're actually just collecting email addresses from women that you see regularly, such as your women's church group or book club. Start there. But start today collecting email addresses. All right. I think I'm at 5 till.